Hey everyone, it has been some time since I've talked with you guys here at the book sale. And to be honest, I was in a mad reading slump for the beginning portion of this year. It was hard for me to get the motivation and the wherewithal to even read. And then the early part of the summer was mad busy for me. I started a new job, went on a really important trip concerning my book. Actually, I went to this event where I was able to sell my books for the weekend, and then recuperating from that, but also trying to ride the wave of that after coming back. It was a lot, but I have my reading mojo back. I owe it all to the book club that I started over at my Dear Hallmark podcast. So I started a book club where I would be reading the books that inspired the Hallmark movies. And that really kind of recharged my momentum. And the first book that I read was called The Irresistible Blueberry Bake Shop and Cafe. And after reading that, actually, let me go into my app to see, because I have this app called Reading List, which helps me keep track of books that I've read throughout the year and their genre and different things like that. So up until, actually, I read The Mistletoe Promise. So up until, I hadn't read from March, because I finished Fox by Nadine Brands, March 7th. And then up until from March to July, I hadn't read. And then with the spirit of Christmas of July on Hallmark, I reread The Mistletoe Promise, which is my favorite Hallmark Christmas movie. And so that was actually the fire that sparked my love of reading back up, because the book is so cute and it's hardcover and I was carrying it with me everywhere. It's like a small book, so I enjoyed that. And I read that one in print, and then I read The Irresistible Blueberry Bake Shop and Cafe via Kindle. And I also finished a Kindle romance that I was reading earlier in the year called Jocelyn, a sweet romantic comedy. It was book two in a series. And then from there, I want to get into the crux of this episode, which is going to be my experience getting out of my literary comfort zone with what I've been reading. I have finally jumped into the mystery genre. Now, I will say my introduction to the mystery genre was Sandra Orchard's Maya. Is it Maya Davis? Or, oh gosh, I forget the main character's name. But it's a trilogy, and this woman works in the art crimes department for the FBI. And the first one was called A Fool and His Monet, and then there's one called Over Maya Dead Body, and all of these are based on paintings and things like that. But I enjoyed those, but it has been years. I'm talking at least 5 or 6 years since I've read anything that wasn't romance. And jumping headfirst with Terry Blackstock, If I Run, my goodness, my adrenaline was pumping. So I've read If I Run and If I'm Found, which is book one and two in her series, and I still have If I Live on the shelf. And I needed to take a break because it was a lot for me. It was a lot. So I read this other book. It was a romance called Beyond the Tides, which is so beautiful. It is a contemporary romance set in a seaside town in Canada. And it is a perfect, perfect summer transitional book from summer to fall, because it actually takes place in late August, early September. So the time in which I was reading this was actually the time of the book. And it just made the book come alive even more. And I've become more attracted to seaside town books and things of that sort. So for next summer, I'm definitely going to be looking for more seaside books. And I remember reading last summer, I read Denise Hunter's Bookshop by the Sea. And that was a lovely read. So I'm looking forward to exploring this seaside locale interest of mine through books. Because I've gone headfirst through movies on Hallmark Channel with that. And now I'm excited to explore that through books. So the book that I am currently reading now is another book outside of my comfort zone. I am jumping into fantasy and reading Professor J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit. Never read it, never seen the movie, but we all know Amazon recently dropped a few episodes of its Lord of the Rings spinoff series called The Rings of Power. And it's caused a lot of hullabaloo in entertainment news because of the casting choices and some other things. A lot of people are saying this doesn't speak directly to Tolkien's work. Tolkien would be upset if he were to see this, blah, blah, blah. And so there's no way that I can add my commentary to all the noise without actually having read all of the works and seeing all of the movies. So I want to read the books for the first time. I'm starting off with The Hobbit and then getting into the Lord of the Rings series, because I know The Hobbit serves as the prelude for all of what takes place in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And then after that, I'm going to watch all of the movies again, because I haven't seen Lord of the Rings since college. I tried to watch it at my godbrother's house one time and just got too distracted with his kids and other stuff that was going on. So I really wasn't paying attention, and I don't count that. Because my godbrother, when I tell you, he is a Tolkien nerd, much to the sense that I am a Lewis, like he is the Tolkien to my Lewis. So whereas I nerd out on C.S. Lewis and Foam at the Mouth of C.S. Lewis, that is him for Tolkien. He has multiple upon multiple editions of Lord of the Rings, literary criticism on Lord of the Rings, literary theory on Lord of the Rings, Christian theory on Lord of the Rings in terms of like how to talk about evil and how Lord of the Ring addresses certain topics within Christendom and all that other stuff. Like, he's hardcore Tolkien all day. And I'm not. But I saw it fit to, because Tolkien is the best friend of my favorite author, C.S. Lewis, it behooves me to read his works. And I realized in one of my essay compilation books that I have of C.S. Lewis, I believe it's called On Stories, he has a few essays talking specifically about science fiction and about Tolkien and Lord of the Rings, respectively. So he has one essay specifically on Tolkien and then one essay on Lord of the Rings. And that is something that I'm planning to read as well. But it's been incredibly liberating and fun to dive into other genres. There's this mystery woman in me I recently did some book shopping, and I got two Agatha Christie books, and I don't know where this is coming from. I have a collection of short stories of the detective Prior, I can't even pronounce his name, but you know, the one from Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile. I have a collection of short stories that she wrote featuring that detective. And then I bought another one. I forget, but it is Agatha Christie. And I have a desire to get into Sherlock Holmes as well. That's going to consume a lot of my winter reading after Christmas. So kind of like January, February, March, before spring happens. I already have 2023 planned out, which is hilarious. I'm planning to do a lot of my mystery reading in the winter and then my sci-fi fantasy in the spring, romance in the summer, and then getting back into kind of like a mix of genres in the fall next year. But it's making reading fun again. And as someone who partakes a lot in BookTube, and I like to watch BookTubers talk about all of the books they bought and how much they read for the month, I originally used to compare myself a lot and felt like I wasn't doing myself justice because I was only reading a book or two a month. But I've since taken that pressure off of myself. And whereas some people can read 46 books in 3 months, or 13 books a month, I'm like, that's you, boo, but that's not me. That's not my testimony. So, and I'm okay with that, because reading is supposed to be fun. There's no way that I can read every book that has ever been released. And I'm okay with that. I just know the books that I want to read, and I'm happy to be on this journey of reading books that I like. And with that being said, there are some books in different genres that I am hoping to acquire soon. I didn't buy them yet because since I bought the Lord of the Rings series, I still need to get Return of the King, but I bought Hobbit, Fellowship of the Ring, and Two Towers, and then the two Agatha Christie books. And also I bought Jane Austen's Emma because I just watched the Amazon movie that was released in 2020. And I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. And so now I feel like that will set me up to read the book and I'll understand what's going on in the book. So because I just bought a lot of books, I really want to get my pile down before I add any more and before I buy any more. But Nadine Brand, the author of Fox, she released a new book called Wishtress. And the first of all, her covers are going down in history as some of my favorite covers ever beknownst to man. I love the covers. But what I want to do is I want to read to you the synopsis because the synopsis is so captivating to me. And it's YA fantasy again, but I'm super excited to get into this book. So here is the premise. Oh, that's the author bio. Fail. Here we go. Her tears grant wishes. Her next tear will end her life. This woman with the one-liners. She didn't ask to be the wishtress. Myrthe. Myrthe was born with the ability to turn her tears into wishes. But when a granted wish goes wrong, she is cursed. The next tear she sheds will kill her. She must travel to the well to break the curse before it can claim her life and before the king's militarian find her. To survive the journey, Myrthe must harden her heart to keep herself from crying even a single tear. He can stop time with a snap of his fingers. Bastion's powerful and rare talent came in handy when he kidnapped the old king. Now the new king has a job for him. Find the wishtress and deliver her to the Schloss. I don't even know what that means. But Bastion needs a wish of his own. He gains Myrthe's trust by promising to take her to the well. But once he gets what he needs, he'll turn her in. As long as his growing feelings for the girl with a stone heart don't compromise him. Their quest can only end one way, with her death. Everyone seems to need a wish. The king, Myrthe's cousin, the boy she thinks she loves. And they're ready to bully, beg, and betray her for it. No one knows that to grant even one wish, Myrthe would pay with her life. And if she tells them about the curse, they'll just kill her anyway. Y'all, what captivated me about Fox to begin with was the depth and the commentary on social issues that I wasn't expecting to find in the book. So I can only imagine with this book, with the fantasy overlay and the fantasy story, the things that Nadine Brand is going to commentate on in this. I'm so in it to win it. I'm in it to win it, and I'm going to get it hardcover because there's only one way to get fantasy books, and it's hardcover. I'm just saying. Actually, I shouldn't say that because all of my Lord of the Rings are paperback. That's neither here nor there, though. In the mystery sector, I am wanting to build my Sherlock Holmes library, and I'm also wanting to finish the Enola Holmes series. I'm halfway through. I finished the first three books, if not earlier this year, because I already owned them last year. And I want to continue that this year in going into the winter. So I want to finish the Enola Holmes series. And there were some more ebooks that were written past the printed series. So I want to get that. And I'm hopeful that they're making another movie right now. Because the Enola Holmes movie, which started me on reading the books in the first place, was really, really good. And if you haven't watched it, it's a Netflix produced film, so it's on Netflix. And Henry Cavill plays Sherlock, which I was a little suspect about. And Millie Bobby Brown plays Enola. So I was suspect about Henry playing Sherlock, but he does it well. He does it well. I like him in that role. So y'all, that's all I have to say about just kind of where I've been, what I'm reading, my tastes. I'm always going to be a romance girl at heart, but I am so excited to be diving into the mystery and fantasy genre. I haven't gotten into science fiction just yet. I do have one science fiction book that I'm looking at right now. It's called, I can't even see it from here. But it's the one by Morgan L. Buss. It's the steampunk Secrets in the Mist. That's what it's called. And it's a steampunk one. So that'll be cool to get into some sci-fi. And that can be another genre that I explore. But there's just so much to behold in the world of literature. And I'm happy to be along on the journey and to have fun whilst doing it. So guys, thank you so much for listening. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.